Welcome to episode 1430 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. James 4, verses 1 and 2.
What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet but you cannot get, so you quarrel and fight.
The Israelites have just entered the Promised Land. God has given them a great victory at Jericho. The walls of the city fell. The people were defeated. But God gave specific instructions.
Devote all of it to the Lord. Keep nothing for yourselves.
Everything in Jericho belongs to God. Everything is to be destroyed or brought to God's treasury. Nothing is to be taken for personal possession. But Achan sees something he wants.
When I saw in the plunder a beautiful robe from Babylonia, 200 shekels of silver and a bar of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. They are hidden in the ground inside my tent with the silver underneath.
Achan wants the things he sees. So he takes them and tells no one. He thinks he has hidden what he has taken. Thinks no one will know, but God knows. And the consequences are catastrophic. Joshua 7 verses 10 to 12.
The Lord said to Joshua,
"Stand up. Why have you fallen on your faces? Israel has sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. They have taken some of the devoted things. They have stolen. They have deceived. They have put them with their own possessions. That is why the Israelites cannot stand against their enemies. They turn their backs and run, because they have been set apart for destruction. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy whatever among you is devoted to destruction."
Because of Achan's coveting and theft, the entire nation is affected. God withdraws his protection. The next battle, at Ai, a much smaller city, results in a humiliating defeat. 36 Israelite soldiers are killed. The whole nation suffers because of one man's covetous desire. Then Joshua addresses the people.
Joshua said, "Why have you brought this trouble on us? The Lord will bring trouble on you today." Then all Israel stoned him. And after they had stoned him, they burned him and his family and everything he had.
Achan is found out. He confesses. He, his family, and all his possessions are destroyed. Notice the progression. 1. Achan covets the robe, silver, and gold. 2. Achan's coveting leads him to steal, violating the 8th commandment. 3. Achan's theft requires deception, violating the 9th commandment. 4. Achan's theft brings judgment on the entire nation. 5. Achan's family suffers the consequences of his coveting. One man's internal coveting led to the deaths of 36 soldiers, to national humiliation, and ultimately to the destruction of Achan's entire family. Samson is a judge of Israel, consecrated to God from birth. He has been given extraordinary strength, called to deliver Israel from the Philistines. But Samson covets Delilah, a beautiful woman. She is also a Philistine, an enemy of Israel. Judges 16, verses 4 to 6.
Sometime later, he fell in love with a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. The rulers of the Philistines went to her and said, "See if you can lure him into showing us the secret of his great strength, and how we can overpower and tie him up and subdue him. Each one of us will give you 1,100 shekels of silver." So Delilah said to Samson, "Tell me the secret of your great strength, and how you can be tied up and subdued."
Delilah is working for the Philistines, using Samson's attraction to her to try to discover the secret of his strength. But Samson cannot see this. He is consumed by his coveting desire for Delilah, blinded by his desire. Delilah asks repeatedly. Samson resists at first, but his coveting is so strong, his desire so consuming, he cannot maintain the boundary. Verses 16 to 19.
With such nagging, she prodded him day after day until he was sick of it. So he told her everything. "No razor has ever been used on my head," he said, "because I have been a Nazarite set apart to God since birth. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me, and I would become as weak as any other man." When Delilah saw that he had told her everything, she sent word to the rulers of the Philistines, "Come back once more. He has told me everything." So the rulers of the Philistines returned with the silver in their hands. Having put Samson to sleep on her lap, she called a man to shave off the 7 braids of his hair, and so began to subdue him, and his strength left him.
Samson's eyes are put out. He is enslaved, imprisoned. He spends the rest of his life grinding grain as a prisoner of war. Notice the progression. 1. Samson covets Delilah. 2. Samson's coveting blinds him to the danger. 3. Samson's coveting leads him to betray his calling and his identity. 4. Samson's betrayal leads to his captivity and blindness. 5. Samson's life is destroyed. One man's coveting for a woman led to the loss of everything that mattered. Both stories reveal the same pattern. First, coveting begins. Something external catches the eye. A desire awakens. Coveting intensifies. The person dwells on what they covet. The desire grows stronger. The person becomes increasingly focused on having what they desire. Then, rationalization sets in. The person tells themselves reasons why they deserve what they covet, begins to justify the desire. Next, coveting leads to action. The person acts to obtain what they want. Achan steals. Samson reveals his secret. Both do what they know they ought not do. After, consequences cascade. The action produces consequences. Achan's theft brings judgment on the nation. Samson's betrayal leads to his captivity. But the consequences extend beyond the individual. Achan's family is destroyed. 36 Israelite soldiers die because of his coveting. Samson's enemies gain power over Israel. Finally, destruction is complete. What the person coveted does not bring happiness. Rather, it becomes the instrument of their destruction. Achan's gold and silver led to his death. Delilah is the instrument of Samson's captivity. Bear in mind, temptation is not sin. Desire is not inherently sin. Samson could have felt attraction to Delilah without sinning. Achan could have seen the treasures without sinning. But unchecked desire becomes sin. Desire that is entertained, dwelled upon, rationalized, and acted upon becomes sin. James chapter 1 verses 14 and 15.
Each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
Desire conceives sin. Sin gives birth to death. This is the progression that both Achan and Samson experienced. The pattern continues in modern times. Elizabeth Holmes coveted wealth, status, and the admiration of the world. She wanted to be a revolutionary entrepreneur. That desire led her to lie about the capabilities of her blood testing technology. Patients received incorrect test results. Some people were harmed. Holmes defrauded investors of hundreds of millions of dollars. She was convicted of fraud and sentenced to over 11 years in prison. Lori Loughlin coveted prestige for her daughters. She wanted them to attend elite universities. That desire led her to pay bribes and have test scores falsified. She and her husband were sentenced to prison. Sam Bankman-Fried, who wanted to become the world's richest person, defrauded customers of billions of dollars in a cryptocurrency scam. He was convicted of fraud and conspiracy. In each case, unchecked coveting led to actions that destroyed the person who coveted and harmed others. Coveting is costly. First, there is the loss of freedom. The person who covets is enslaved to the desire. Samson was consumed by his desire for Delilah. He could not resist. He became enslaved, first to his desire, then literally enslaved by the Philistines. Second, there is the loss of identity. Samson revealed the secret of his strength, the very thing that defined him. Achan abandoned his calling as part of God's covenant people. In pursuing what they coveted, they lost who they were. Third, there is the loss of integrity. Both Achan and Samson had to deceive. Achan had to hide what he took. Samson had to be evasive with Delilah. In pursuing their coveting desires, they sacrifice their integrity. Fourth, there is the harm to others. Achan's coveting brought judgment on the entire nation. Soldiers died. Samson's coveting allowed the Philistines to gain power over Israel. Fifth, there are lasting consequences. Even after death, Achan is remembered as the one whose greed brought disaster. Samson suffered blindness, captivity, and a premature death. The damage is not quick or easy to repair. The 10th commandment forbids coveting. This is not arbitrary, not oppressive. This is God saying, "I am protecting you. If you allow covetous desire to take root, it will destroy you." Father, help us recognize the destructive power of unchecked coveting before it takes root and leads us away from our values and calling. Remind us through the stories of Achan and Samson that hidden desires can produce devastating consequences for ourselves and others. Give us the humility to bring our struggles into the light, seek accountability instead of secrecy, and protect our hearts from the destruction that covetousness brings. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.